listening to Wildflower and Weeds on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Well, I told my job to shove it yesterday. I took all my shit in half for 1 week's pay. I don't work here anymore, I yelled back through the door. I found something better anyway. 'Cause I'm down at the honky-tonk, I'm gonna do it full time. I'm gonna work my shift beneath that neon sign. Time. You know someone's got to dance with all of these ladies, though they don't know their left foot from their right. And although my feet might bleed, well, I try my best to lead, and I leave them smiling every single night. While I'm down at the honky-tonk, I'm gonna do it full time. That neon sign, testing the dance floors and tasting the wine. Down at the honky tonk, I'm working full time. You know someone's gotta watch these rhinestone cowboys playing Saints, such a pretty sight. But most people in this town go sun goes down, and I stay up so they can sleep at night. While I'm down at the honky-tonk, I'm gonna do it full time. I'm gonna work my shift beneath that neon sign, testing the dance floors and tasting the wine. I'm down at the honky-tonk, I'm working full time, boys. All about the wilder side of life, so I keep them entertained. I tell them stories of my pain and all the girls I turn into ex-wives. 'Cause I'm down at the honky-tonk, I'm gonna do it full time. I'm gonna work my shift beneath that neon sign.
Just heard Wildflowers in the Sky by Sarah Jarosz. She'll be at Rev Hall on October 10th. And right before that was Emily Love and the Highliners with Full Time. They'll be at Mississippi Studios on September 10th. This is Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and today I'm in the X-Ray studio. Well, kind of actually, I'm in my home studio with Emily Love. Her debut LP, Heart of Gold, drops on September 8th. And we're going to go through a few of the songs on that album and to give you all a little taste. And we're going to be chatting with Emily about each song and some of the other songs that she shared with us today or brought in because she programmed the show. Her Mississippi Studios show on September 10th is extra special. It is the album release show with Rodeo Wilson as the opener, who will also be playing in this next song block. So thank you for joining me, Emily.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
I know. I'm excited for you. This has Your singles so far have been so good. So hearing the whole album, I'm like really excited for.
Yeah, I'm really happy with it. I'm going to do a quick little plug/crush. It's Heart of a Fool, not Heart of Gold.
Oh, yeah, Heart of a Fool. I did write that.
It's okay.
Which is crazy. Like,
good to know. It's good to know that's a mistake people might make. Heart of a Fool, which is also the name of the last single we just dropped.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with that track. All of the ones that you've dropped so far give me like the 90s feelings that I want from country and to into 2000s, you know?
Yeah,
it
I love that.
Makes me, I don't know, there's like this want for nostalgia always for, I don't know, all of our past stuff, you know? Like being in Portland, like basically everybody has like a VHS collection. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We like want this old feeling that's also like rejuvenated, and I don't know, they're fun and they're like easy. I don't know. I've been digging them so far. They're good dancing tracks.
Yeah, I think that's the idea. Yeah, they're such a cool, I mean, they're very inspired by getting involved with this, you know, honky tonk scene and this like dance subculture that is really a part of it. And that's when people don't know, and like, well, what is, you know, what's honky tonk, or like, what's your music like? It is specifically like meant to be dance music. It's meant to be dance to, you know, specifically two step, but whatever, I don't know, whatever you want. And to like have fun, because the world is actually like, it's hard sometimes. It feels extra hard right now. So a little bit of lightness. I think we could all use that. So I'm glad that that's what it resonated with for you.
Yeah, totally. I agree. I think that there's so much heavy stuff. And I don't know. It's a good opportunity to, even if you don't know how to two-step, they're good, like, learning songs for two-stepping, you know?
Yeah, they
guide you through it even. Do you teach dancing? I know you've done like honky tonk throwdowns and such.
I don't know. That's a great plug. Jacob Alden is having that great recurring series, the Honky Tonk Throwdowns at the Spare Room. Check him out on Instagram to see when the next one is. There's another really good one coming up in September, but they do dance lessons before the show. Jacob Alden is another local country musician. I don't teach dance lessons. There's great people in the community who teach dance lessons. I am blanking on a lot of their names right now, but
we got James Jones.
Peggy Lee comes to mind. James.
Oh yeah.
Robbie. My friend Robbie. He comes to mind. So that is a really cool thing. It's a really like open and accepting community that I think could look a little intimidating from the outside, but it's the more the merrier.
It's true. Back to Jacob Weldon. I'll be having on in 2 weeks to talk about the Honky Tonk Throwdown. So that's an even better plug. Thank you.
Yeah. He's throwing it, but he had me join him for the first one he did. And it's such a great event. He really puts on a great show, and he knows how to pull together an event well. So I think that's something to really
It's really artist focused.
Mm-hmm, really artist focused. And the cool thing is he's like bringing in artists from all over the country and like making those connections and being really proactive. And I think that's a really cool way to just weave together this scene nationally, to like have something like that. So I'm excited about it.
Totally. I do think the intimidation lies in like the boots. Don't you feel that? Like when you have your boots on,
it's very outfitty. Yeah, for
like,
sure.
If I'm wearing my boots, I am leaning into, I feel different. Like I feel tougher.
Yeah. You do have to like commit to the bit.
It's totally true.
It can feel really silly. I did notice though, like when I started dancing more, that when you're wearing like a leather-soled boot, it's like, oh, you can kind of like spin around on the ball of your foot a little bit better than you can in like a sneaker. But really, any footwear is totally fine.
You're right. I have like a pair of vintage leather boots that are from this like vintage boot company in Tucson that closed like over the last couple of years. Anyway, I got them from Philly Fines, who I don't know.
Oh, cool.
Plug for him. But anyway, I slide all over the place in those.
That's fine. They're like made
for it. You know, they're made for dancing. Yeah. I actually need to get my butt out there and dance. I definitely think that, like, growing up, my mom, so, like, I grew up near, outside of Tucson, and my parents were friends with, like, a lot of ropers and cowboys, and so they taught us how to two-step, like, pretty young, like, you know, twirling us around. Oh. And, but every time I listen to any of these, like, any of your songs specifically, I can picture myself, like, in those, like, in the bar that we were at, like, as kids. And it was literally just, like, four walls, you know, like, plywood.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do think that, like, there's some intimidation of just dancing in general. But, like, it's kind of the same thing with you and singing and performing in general. I'm like, you must be brave to do that. But, like, once you just take that scary step away, it's probably a little easier. So the first step is really the scariest.
Yeah, I think also people who are performers, it's like something's wrong with us. Like, we actually like it. Like, I actually like it. There is a little bit of like fear and stuff, but like, you know, when you see, you know, a person who's like a famous musician, like a Britney Spears, and there's like a video of them on like four, just like spinning around.
You're
and
right.
Like, look at me. Like, I think there is something a little bit different about people who want to be. Like,
yeah.
Want to be looked at, want to be in the spotlight, and be like, is it scary? I'm like, no, it's a lot of fun. There's definitely nerves and like anxiety about it, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that you could definitely feed on that in like either a negative or really positive way. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. You're like, well, at least this is where I get my rush.
Oh yeah, it could be way worse. It could be a lot worse.
So much worse.
This is pretty wholesome. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to play your track Rambunctious, and I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about this one before we get into that.
Sure. So this is a cover of a song by John Fogerty of Creedence Clearwater fame. But this is off of John Fogerty solo record. And I listened to it and I really liked it, and I brought it to the band and I was like, you guys, like, hear me out. Like, hear me out. And I think I know it's like more my favorite than their favorite, but it's so fun. It's such a fun song. Obviously it's a ripper.
I think if you're excited about something, you can make people excited. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it turned out really great. I love our recording of it. I love playing it live, but also I was doing some research on it when I was doing like the licensing to get everything distributed and published. And I found that when he wrote it, he did actually write it as a country song. Like his recording of it isn't particularly country. It's pretty like Fogerty.
Yeah.
But that was validating for me.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, I knew it was a country song.
Weird.
So yeah, it's a fun one.
Your country brain saw the patterns.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Well, I love reverse covers. I love when like a female will cover, or you know, like a man song or so on.
Oh, yeah.
We always like to do that for our fundraising, like shows, me and my show neighbor JBJ. So this will definitely be added to that.
Nice.
Thank you. And we love to, you know, make sure it's local people we're promoting. So this is Rambunctious. This is Emily Love.
My, oh my, I'm a restless guy. Got a home everywhere I go. Well, I'm a looking for a big time booking with you. So come on, baby, let's go howling at the honky tonk moon. 'Cause I'm a rambunctious boy, a rambunctious boy. Oh my, I'm a restless guy. I got a home everywhere I go. I'm trouble on the run. rambunctious boy. Oh, baby, I feel like a spent cigarette snuffed out on the windowsill by the last awake between a pair of new lovers in some stifling attic apartment somewhere off the Broad Street line, or in Boston, Brooklyn, anywhere like that's fine for the sake of the simile, and they're all about the same to a podunk boy like me. Anyway, the sun burst through the clouds about an hour ago, but I still don't feel much like dancing. I don't feel much like singing or romancing, but if you were here beside me, I'd hold you close like a lighter in the wind, and maybe that cold cherry would glow red again, and you could forgive those years we never knew each other, if I was even the one you were talking about. Don't get too close, you make me wanna run. Oh, I'm afraid I'm just another one. Don't get too close, you make me wanna run. Oh, I know I'm just another one. Well, there's no sense trying to stay dry beneath these hurricane skies. The last report said the city may just pass through the eye like a camel passing through the eye of a needle. And I was flipping through the channels on the TV and I saw Casablanca on one of those classic movie stations. And I'll tell you, as I get older, as time goes by, I understand why Bogart let her get on that plane without him. It wasn't some act of self-sacrifice for the French resistance or anything noble and brave like that. It was an act of cowardice and fear in the face of the overwhelming power of true love. He let that dream die and ran off to dim his light, drinking gin with the boys, and I really can't blame him. No, I really get it. Yeah, it makes sense to me. Don't get too close, you make me wanna run. Oh, I'm afraid I'm just another one. Don't get too close, you make me wanna run. Oh, I know I'm just another one. Don't get too close, you make me wanna run. Don't get too close, you make me wanna run.
heard Wishbone by Rodeo Wilson, and right before that was Just Another One by Greasy Alice. If you're just tuning in, this is Wildflowers and Weeds. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and today I'm in the studio with Emily Love, and she is here to chat about all of the cool new things coming up in your life, which
wow,
are your EP. Yeah, there really is a
LP.
Lot. Or LP.
Yeah.
Heart of a Fool, mm-hmm. finally here. It's dropping everywhere September 8th. And then you also have a Mississippi show on September 10th for your album release with Rodeo Wilson, who we just played. That's a lot.
It is a lot. It's exciting. The record's been a long time coming, and we've had, like, obviously the band and, like, local musical collaborators, and, like, it's been a real Portland experience. We've done it all locally, which is a treat. And then, Rodeo Wilson's going to be opening up for us, and I really love his music. I think it's this, like, really special intersection of... I'm actually really bad at this, like, music description stuff, but I would say, you know, it's pop music, as in there are, you know, it's like a traditional pop format, but it's very, like, dreamy and bedroomy while still feeling kind of, like, timeless, where you get, like, a retro vibe, and then all of a sudden you're, like, it's very modern at the same time, and he just has great little subtle bits of wordplay that you'll be like, oh, now I want to be your dog. Oh, a little indie pop reference in there. Oh, cool. And he's a great performer too, so it's going to be great.
That's super exciting. I love that track. I was listening to the songs that you, not your songs, but the ones that you brought in of other people, and you did a really good job of highlighting, like, local people, not just, like, his show, new artists too, though. So, I don't know. You're welcome back anytime.
Great. Good.
Well, so I was going to ask you about that recording process. So you did everything in town. That's kind of, I don't know. That's really great. Also, the fact that your show's at Mississippi is also kind of a really, because that's such a gem in the Portland scene.
Truly. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a treat.
I think that it's a super, we were just talking about full circle moment.
Oh, yeah.
But you finished it, and are you excited to now perform it to people?
I'm so excited. I mean, we've been performing the songs, you know, for like a year now, but it's exciting to have them out. I'm excited for people to experience, I don't know. I'm excited for people to experience the record. I think it's very good, obviously. But I know often when you've gotten to know an artist by seeing them live a lot, like someone you see in your local scene or that you're just like a fan of, but they don't have recorded music out yet, that hearing the recorded music is like a whole new thing. But I think that we're going to do people proud, and I think it's good. It'd be weird if I didn't. But that's fun. But it's fun to have it be like a big event. It's fun to have a show. It's fun to have it be in Mississippi Studios because just, like, the sound is good. It's a cool space. Like, it's going to be a great time. Like, you just know it's going to be a solid night. And it feels special. It feels special and cool.
I also think it's good to collect analog versions of things because you never know. But, yeah, it's cool that it'll be available everywhere. I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell people where to keep up with you best and, you know, to highlight where you update shows at, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Actually, I forgot to plug something else when you're talking about analog media. We're doing a limited run of 100 cassette tapes for the show.
Oh, amazing.
We're hoping to do vinyl somewhere down the road, but it's, you know, it takes a long time.
Logistics.
It's expensive. Yeah. I did not get my ducks in a row in time to do it, but it's coming. You know, the more money you spend on other stuff, the more likely we will be to be able to make vinyl. But we got a limited edition run of cassettes that are very cute. I'm excited about them. Of course, they all come with, like, digital download code for Bandcamp. Some hilarious stickers that I just got made today. I will do a spoiler and say one of them is glow in the dark, and it's giving 90s country.
Amazing.
So that'll be fun.
You can find us, oh my gosh, everywhere. Follow on Bandcamp is really good because I can send out emails directly if you're a Bandcamp follower. That's like premier tier. That's where you're gonna get the good stuff, and that's where I'll often like sneak peek stuff out or like give people a release like a day or two early. So follow on Bandcamp is my favorite. Follow on Instagram is where you're gonna get the most like up to date, like you know, what I had for lunch today. shows, stuff I'm into, like other things that you might like if you like my music or vice versa. Instagram's a great place to find that stuff and like see other things we've done in the past. We've got a website, it's emilylovemusic.com. Like we got it all. There's a link tree on the top for Instagram. It's probably the best place to find it, or go to emilylovemusic.com.
Oh, that's excellent. The link tree always is super helpful. Like access everywhere. But knowing you update Bandcamp is always a good one. I love a good email update. You know?
Yeah. I'm finding that like I have actual Bandcamp followers, and so I try to send out an email just letting them know when stuff is coming out. And you should also, if you follow on Spotify, that should also give you like, it'll put releases like kind of in the top of your algorithm or like in front of your eyes sooner if for some reason you're not seeking them out. So that is also a helpful thing. And if you're feeling some kind of way about different streaming services but you still want to stream it, I would say please stream it on Apple Music, because that one I get paid the most for. But the best thing, if you want to stream it but you still want to support, I would say would be to do a digital download on Bandcamp. That's like our favorite right now.
I do think that download. That's super helpful information to give people.
Yeah, because I know there's a lot out in the world where like, I don't know, I don't want to.
Yeah,
this seriously. Is bad, and this is everything's bad.
Yeah. But it's just the lesser of the evils that we're all just trying to have.
Yeah, but you got a lot of options. We're giving you a lot of options you can pick from. But I would say if I could point you in a direction, I'd say go to Bandcamp first. Buy some physical media that comes with a digital download. We love that. Or buy just a digital download so you can stream it forever and ever in a high quality like FLAC audio format, or like download through Apple Music, and everything else after that is kind of the same. Wonderful. Whatever you have, we're on, I would say. Like we're on, we're gonna be on everything.
Yeah. All you gotta do is search for Emily Love.
Yeah.
Which
and,
is
and not you'll know it's me. Like I'm the one, they'll be like a cowboy hat and like it looks like I'm not Eastern European or like a 14-year-old girl who's like also very talented, but it's hard. It's my real name, but it seems like a fake name. But I'm really hoping that I'm gonna make a name for myself. And
it's so good that
it'll find me.
You have to.
yeah. I didn't think about that very much. So, you know, like all that stuff, which it's sort of like a peek behind the curtain. I don't know if I should even. I feel weird. I'm like, I shouldn't talk about it. But all of that stuff of like being searchable on the internet.
Yeah, that's weird. All of that is really weird.
It's a lot. I mean, I spend a lot of time talking to, you know, my other like artists and musician friends about it and how we're managing it. And I think it just depends on your goals. Like, it's like, what do you want to do? How much do you want to put into it? You can, it's just, it can be overwhelming, but I think you can just make those choices for yourself.
Oh yeah,
totally. Because the other choice, I think the other choice is then you can become like weird and resentful and like, you can, there's a lot to be like not stoked about in like trying to make music and put it out in the world. So I have to be careful about that myself, of just being like, you know what, like I get to pick how I do this. And that's, I mean, that's a real advantage of being an independent artist. Like nobody's telling me. Sometimes
and
I wish
you could put out music how you want,
how to do it.
Yeah. You want to put out one song, you can put out one song.
Anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I kind of love that. I mean, that is definitely true. And having those boundaries, that is a good point of like communicating with your like fellow musicians.
It's helpful. It's like helpful also to just know we're kind of all in the same boat and trying to figure it out. And it feels weird. And, you know, none of us, you want to like give credit to what you've done, and you don't want to fall into that trap of being like, oh, I don't care. There is something to like art, music as a social art, and you want people to experience it for many people, not all musicians, but I could go on and on about this forever.
Totally.
I do want to say that Greasy Alice track, just to like totally button this, that is so good. I don't remember how I found it. I think someone that like worked on it or knew that artist like shared it when it came out, like as we're talking about it being like very social, and I follow that person on Instagram. I was like, oh, check this out. And I just love that track. It's so like, it's poetic. It feels like a poem to me. And I loved it.
I know. Thanks for bringing that in. I had never heard them. And
yeah,
I was like, and it just came out. Like, I love a new release. I haven't been able to have like my last show last week was all new releases. So if you want to listen to that, you can go to the archives. But I don't have a ton. I've been doing so many interviews. I don't have a ton to play like new releases or like a ton of local people because I'll have, you know, artists bring in songs.
Yeah.
And whenever I love when it's a Portland artist because people, they really work to make sure it's good and then a representation of like the scene, you know, like it's always really well done. And I applaud you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, like you got new releases, people who are performing, local artists. I think you did it all.
Nice. I actually didn't realize until I saw your promo post that so many of them are performing soon locally.
I know.
I gotta go to that.
I was like, that was perfect. Like, S.J. Goodman, like, oh. Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
We will talk
about that after we play that track because that album is blowing my mind right now. It's so good.
That is in this next song block. So up next, we're going to play Boots in My Closet. That is your new song. If you're just tuning in, that's Emily Love, and she's been here with me on air. But we're going to be playing her song that will be on her album that comes out on September 8th. So here's Boots in My Closet.
All my cowboy boots are in my closet. And all my records are sitting on the shelf. You know, I ain't been doing the kind of things I like, and that's why I ain't been feeling like myself. I saw you walking downtown with a pack on. You had that weary, worn out, cold dust smile. You either tend to see me, or I clean up real good. Shoes for a while. Since a traveler never knows about tomorrow, well, I just asked if you were headed east or west. Since I didn't want to mention that life I used to love, I just tipped my hat and wished you the best. Those train songs get back in my head. I wrote another rent check and I worked the same old job, but I started reading road maps before bed. Since the traveler never knows about tomorrow, well, I just asked if you were headed east or west. Since I didn't want to mention that life I used to love, my hat and wish you the best. Watching leaves fall, working on my car. Looking up directions to a tiny town down south. Well, I doubt I'll even make it half that far. Since a traveler never knows about tomorrow, I just asked if you were headed east or west. Since I didn't want to mention real green, so decide to keep on moving and just finally settle down. But don't fool yourself, get caught in
this early bird's now singing like a late night talking fool. I've been trespassing on my neighbors, swimming naked through their pool. Well, I've forgotten all my friends, but I know they can tell.
Just heard Unlucky Love by Jenny Don't and the Spurs, and right before that was I'm in Love by SG Goodman, who will be performing at the Aladdin on September 30th. This is Wildflowers and Weeds on X-Ray FM. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and I'm in the X-Ray studio. Well, actually, I'm in my home studio, which I guess is still X-Ray, with Emily Love. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. It's always a treat. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're here because your debut EP, Heart of a Fool, comes out.
LP.
Why? I think
because my name's Emily, because you're saying EP. Yeah.
You know, maybe you're right. It's just like that dyslexia in my head. I'm just assigning letters to words, you know, whatever. Things that look
I just
similar.
Want people to know they're getting 10 full songs.
10 full songs, yeah. This is the whole thing.
The whole thing, yeah.
And it'll be available everywhere. And it'll be available everywhere on September 8th. And also, you have a show at Mississippi Studios for your album release.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So you'll have 2 days to like really get into the album and like learn the songs.
Yeah, you're right. September 8th to the 10th. Mm-hmm. I can do it.
You'll be able to, you already know the songs like that.
I know.
You'll be able to blast the record on the way to the show. But yeah, it'll be great. And we're going to have some merch there. That'll be fun. We're having some cassettes for sale. and funny stickers. Stay tuned. And also Rodeo Wilson is playing with us, and I love Rodeo Wilson. Also highly recommend that you check out their stuff, which is already out. They have a lot of music out already that's fantastic.
And you've got your whole band behind you for this show.
Full band show, the whole honky tonk five-piece band. So yeah, we got pedal steel, Telecaster guitar.
I can't wait to see what people wear. I'm so excited.
Oh yeah, we haven't. I mean, we haven't decided yet, but I'm. Well, I mean, I'm excited to see what the crowd wears too. People
show up.
Yeah, people dress up.
It's probably one of the best things about. That's not one of the best things about shows. The music really is the best thing about the show. But it makes it, you know.
Yeah.
It's like the total picture, you know? And I don't know. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta have
music and fashion are very closely intertwined, whether you like it or not.
But it's also, it's not just like, yeah, music and fashion, but it creates an atmosphere and it gives you like the vibe that you need. And so growing up, there was like this club that was down from the street from us, and it was like modeled after Anthem from Batman. Remember, like in the 2000s when they started redoing the Batman? Yeah. And it was like, it was called, it's not coming to me right now, but anyway, it was, my mom and her friends would go there for shows. Like, she saw Blake Shelton there when he only had like one song on the radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, he was the one selling shirts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
But watching her get dressed up in her, like, Rockies and her, like, soft black leather shoes with a silver tip and, like, her black leather jacket that matched, I was just dying. I was like, I cannot wait to be that person. I can't wait to be my mom. Who's
happens to all of us. Eventually, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm still, and I'm wearing her Rockies, and I'm just kidding. I show up to your show in all my mom's clothes. It's not like 80s country vibe that I like, you know. It's Reba.
I'm so glad it's back, because it was very uncool for a long time, and I have friends that will attest, I've been into this stuff for a long time. And it was so cringy to be at, like, the song circle or whatever, where people are, like, you know, playing whatever old-timey music. And I'm like, yeah, but what about this Dan Seals song? But then I feel like I really opened a few people's eyes. We're like, no, this is, if you can get past the production or your own, like, self-conception, like, this is a great song, it's a great story, it's like well structured, and now people are just fully embracing like the nostalgia. There's like the Zach Top of it all, and I couldn't be happier. Like, it's, for me, it's a lot of fun.
I was the kid who, when Reba was on, like, I thought I was Reba, you know what I mean? Like, I want that feeling of like a story throughout this whole, I don't know, the drama.
Yeah, I wasn't as into, like, the female country artists, and I think it's just because that wasn't played in my home as much. And my mom was, like, heavy into Hal Ketchum. Past the Point of Rescue was, like, on literal heavy rotation in our house. The album is insane. So good.
I love Black,
that. And then, like, Randy Travis and, like, little Bonnie Raitt for good
measure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some ZZ Top. Yeah. So that was where... And I hated it at the time also. I like Randy Travis, but I was like, oh, this is the worst. Like, mom, turn it off. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the most nostalgic, best album in the world. So, yeah.
It all comes back around. Your parents were like, we told you so, kid. I'm just kidding. I definitely, yeah, We grew up with, like, half of our tapes being, like, from the road trip, you know, $1.99 bin at some truck stop. Like, John Denver that randomly. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you know, and then that lived in our truck for so long. And we listened, you know what I mean, like, those same albums over and over. But my dad would buy me, like, Leanne Rimes, like Jody Messina. Like I was really into girl country singers.
It was the golden era. There's great stuff.
It really, you know, I love that your stuff is like has that nostalgic vibe and feeling that I'm like craving. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm trying to go for a little bit of a girl power edge as well. So, you know.
Oh yeah. I get that.
I'm trying to go for that as well. Which songs do we play in that song block? We've just been chatting.
Oh yeah. We played Jenny Don't and SG Goodman.
Yeah, I wanted to do kind of a plug on that SG Goodman album that just came out. Is so good. I think it's one of my favorite albums, like maybe of all time. And we were talking about having, you know, like physical media earlier. I ordered a special pressing of that record. It's like a limited edition that's put out by Vinyl Cup Records in Des Moines. Shout out Vinyl Cup. I highly recommend you guys get that record and that specific copy. It's like beautiful. Obviously, like it's beautiful vinyl. It's like really high quality. Vinyl Cup Records. Check it out. Check out their
special. They're out of Des Moines.
Of Planting by the Signs by SG Goodman. But it's a beautiful, like, beautiful album cover. There's an incredible insert that's like more like a zine than liner notes, and the entire album is just like front to back. It's a true album where I feel like you can really listen to it and it feels like you're in this whole story and like world and universe, and it's just cool. I don't know, I haven't felt this excited about something in
I need
a long
to deep
time.
Dive into it.
I'm fangirling. I'm like, I don't know, it's just so good.
I'm gonna listen to the whole thing and then we'll have to report.
Yeah, listen to the whole thing and then order the special edition vinyl cup.
That's amazing.
Great. Yeah.
Well, you've been guest DJing this hour, and the songs that you've picked, I've played two, I think, of my own, like two other new releases, but that they'll be available online. If anybody wants to know the names of the songs we've played for y'all, you can do that at xray.fm. And then this show will also be archived. So, yeah. But, besides that, and being the guest DJ, we're going to be ending with one of your songs, and I'm hoping we get to the one after that, but if we don't, okay. That's okay. This last one of yours is the Rhinestone Waltz.
Ooh.
And I mean, I already love the name, so.
Yeah. And it's like, we don't have a lot of slow ones, and this is it's a waltz.
I love a waltz.
It's an appropriate one to end on if you are talking about dance culture, ending the night on a waltz. And it was, alternate title that I accidentally wrote on the liner notes of our cassette is Toyota Waltz, because it's about driving home in your, Japanese truck after a night where you had a missed connection, so to speak. It's a very wistful song. I like it.
I love that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, I also think bringing in the Rhinestone connection to like the classic Rhinestone Cowboy. I feel like it's a good name to be a closer to. Okay. Well, what about where people can keep up with you best? I wanted to give you another opportunity to let everybody know that. And then I wanted to remind everyone that show, Mississippi Studios, for your album release show, is on September 10th. And your album comes out September 8th.
Yeah, I lost you for a second there. Were you asking for me to tell people where to...
Oh, yeah. Best word,
find
place
me, follow
to...
me?
Yep.
Yeah, find me, follow me, Instagram, Love Emily Music. I've got a website, emilylovemusic.com. All that stuff is on a link tree that's on the website or the Instagram, and our album will be everywhere that you can stream music. I would also love for you to follow us on Bandcamp. That's a premier tier Bandcamp. We'll do some like goodies for people who subscribe on Bandcamp, maybe like a sticker mailing list surprise.
What are they called when you get the celebrities to like send videos to people?
Cameo.
Every subscriber gets a cameo. I'm just kidding.
That would be so funny. Yeah, maybe like up to a limit.
I know, right? Well, like
first 50.
At your show at Mississippi, you're going to have some cool merch there too. You've got cassettes, which I love anything like, I love physical things. I don't know. It's all part of the art of it all, you know, to have those are my dogs growling. Sorry.
I can hear it. It's okay.
Yeah, they're okay. Well, it's fun to have, like, obviously the sound of your music, but to have a physical thing in your hands that you can look at, and the show, which is a different way to get your music, and there's dancing, outfits. I mean, I don't know. This sounds like a really good time. This sounds like a great week for you.
Yeah, it's exciting. I think it'll be really exciting to have it out in the world. Like, we've gotten a lot of the cool thing is we've started to get a lot of support from like local and independent radio around the country and also in Canada.
Amazing.
Sean Burns, shout out Boots and Saddle show. He has this like great syndicated country music show that they play all across Canada and also in Northern Michigan.
Amazing.
And a lot of people have gotten turned on to us through that. And I listen to it regularly because he does new releases and then a lot of classic stuff. And he's been a working musician for forever. And so he has great little inside baseball stories about That's different so cool. people. He knows the history. But I'm also just shouting him out because he has a great show. And I love radio. I love real people picking music and talking about it. And I think that's something really special that I want to keep alive in the world.
Thank you. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're putting music out. And I mean, like, I appreciate anytime we can nerd out about radio.
Yeah, I love the radio. We'll have a whole nother show about how much I love the radio.
Right. That actually would be a great show themed around. Okay, we're doing it. It's happening. Cool. Well, up next, we're going to be playing your last track, Rhinestone Waltz. Emily Love has her show at Mississippi Studios on September 10th, where you can get her a physical copy of her album on cassette, but you can get it everywhere September 8th. You can memorize it by the show. And yeah, do you have anything else you want to leave with us before we end?
No, come out to the show, though. That'll be really fun.
Yeah. JBJ is up next with Hello Cruel World. Thanks for listening. Radio is yours.
Take me one more time.
stones and bar tabs and cigarette butts roll around in the floorboard of my Japanese drum. Oh, and all the pretty ladies, yeah, they watch us go by, and I don't care.